Every fall, many Americans hear about Banned Books Week. I want to talk about what I found as truth in reading. First, many people who want to take away a book have given up too soon. They stopped reading and thinking about it. Unless they finish, how can they be sure that a book has nothing good to offer? Second, there's a value in being opposite, of rebelling, of doing the very thing that people want us to stop. I admit, I like being contrary sometimes. Why not? If a book is somehow off limits, I'd like to find out why, to take a look, and to see what the fuss is all about. Finally, I know that standards of good taste, of what is acceptable to a general audience, have been changing. I see a loosening up in the media, including books, and I don't always agree with the products, so I avoid them, but I cannot ban them. However, there's something better than a standard. It's our right to freedom to read. Tens of thousands of books are published every year in America. Many voices and viewpoints can coexist. With the great variety of subjects and authors, we readers get more opportunities for critical thinking. Book banners hold truths of their own. But the way I see it, they miss out on learning something new. Writing, publishing, and reading haven't stopped. That's the kind of news I like. I'm Shirley Noon, professor of ESL at Nova.